As I was in prayer last night, the Holy Spirit led me to Mark 6 and 30. In this particular verse, I've read it so many times, and I've even written about it in my new book, God's Coded Language. However, this particular time I've read it, the Holy Spirit just allowed these words to just jump off the page, right? So as I was reading these words, and I really want to give you a back story to this. Jesus was sitting there with his disciples, and of course there was a crowd gathering, and of course it says, the scripture says that the crowds knew him, but it was time to feed the crowds, and one of the disciples actually told them, hey, we need to send the crowds away so that they can go and get something to eat. And Jesus replied to him and said, why don't you feed them? And the reply that the disciple made back to Jesus was, with how much money? In one translation, it says we would have to work for months. And in another translation, of course, the King James Version says that they would have to work, get a penny's worth. And this actually, it's a lot of money, right? So this is actually a lot of money. So what I'm trying to get you to understand is that how many times does God tell us to do something and we actually immediately think of money? God, I don't have enough. God, I don't have enough money in my bank account. You know, and the Lord was really speaking to me about this word. And as I was reading that word, God brought me up in my faith, and he brought me a revelation, and he spoke to me and told me that I'm giving you a replenishing anointing. So I began to look up the word replenish. And if you look it up in the Hebrew, and if you look it up in Genesis 1 and 28, the Lord actually commanded Adam and Eve to fill the earth, right? To fill the earth. And this word replenish in Hebrew, it means to fill. But if we look at that parallel and we look at that together, it means to fill something, to completely fill it. Not like I'm going to fill a cup, but it means to broaden, to fill completely all the way. So if God is going to replenish us in this hour, we really have to take heed to what he's saying and really level up in our thinking, level up in our faith. Because God can bring us to different levels and dimensions of faith. Look at it this way. If God has asked you to do something, if God has told you to do something, whether it be to plant a church, whether it be to go on a missions trip, God is not asking you to find the money. God is not asking you to find the money. God is asking you to just do what he's said to do. And when God told me that he's giving me a replenishing anointing and he's giving the people a replenishing anointing, you have to understand what that word actually means. The Lord puts it back and gives it back to you. As you replenish, the Lord puts it back. The more you release, the more it comes back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So what does that mean? How can we supernaturally, abundantly live and actually walk this out? So here's some things and some keys that I want you to get from this today. I want you to begin looking for your breakthrough. Begin looking for your replenishment. And if you're like me, I spend a lot of time in my community, and I'm driving people back and forth to work. I am taking children back and forth home. I am going my ways. I'm spending money, and normally, and the Holy Spirit is always helping me, always guiding me. But if we really want to live this supernatural, abundant lifestyle, we have to look for our breakthrough. We have to look for it. And the second thing is that we have to cultivate our miracle, meaning that we have to make room for it. So to cultivate, it means to look with expectation, because remember, our expectation is tied to that cultivation. We have to look and expect, not just desire something, but we have to expect something to manifest, look for it to manifest in the natural realm. Also, we have to be heavenly focused. And being heavenly focused is inferior to the worldly mindset. being heavenly focused, it's not always talked about. And we have to be fixated on how God thinks, on how heaven operates. And the third thing is, bless your provision. Anytime God gives something into your hands, you bless it. You pray for it. You pray over it. Hallelujah. And the last thing, we must keep giving in faith, because it's so easy to develop a withholding spirit. It's so easy to say, I don't have enough because I'm on a fixed income, so I can't give. I'm on unemployment, so I can't give. No, no. A withholding spirit is based on fear. When you get low on resources, people tend to hold on to it. And they often say, I need to hold this because I'm not going to get any more. How dare you sit there and tell yourself, according to God's law, that you're not going to get any more. When God says that we're the head and we're not the tail, that we are the lender and not the borrower. And if God thinks exceedingly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine, what more can he do for us, even if we are on a limited income? Even if we are. So I want you to take these keys, and I want you to think about that verse, and I want you to walk in this replenishing anointing and allow Abba Father to replenish you. To allow yourself to release, because the more you release, it's just like writing books. You can't get more books. God can't deposit more books into you if you haven't released the first one, if you haven't released the second one. So I know, because I've written many books. So the more you release, the more God will give back. The more you give, God is going to give you back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you for listening to Living in the Spirit podcast. New episodes are added daily at midnight, so please follow us across our social media platforms. Follow us on Instagram at Misha Wesley. Follow us on Twitter at prophetic_arts. Facebook is just at Misha Wesley. So may the Lord bless every single person under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time.